Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. The kids back in school. Be careful. Watch for them. This afternoon when you're headed home, make sure you're looking out for the munchkins who are walking home from school. I'll watch those school zones. Yeah. Yesterday, something very important happened, and I know in the 24/7 cable news cycle, sometimes we overlook stuff that is vitally important. And so it was when Ken Cuccinelli, the new immigration czar, if you will, laid out a new rule. I call it the public charge rule. On immigration. And it is going to change the way we do immigration. Do you remember a year or so back when the president had that mind-blowing photo op with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, Democrat and Republican leaders? Where he essentially laid out a road ahead for immigration reform. And instead of 800,000 dreamers being allowed to stay in this country and given a path to citizenship, he said, hey, I'll do you better than that. I'll give you 1.8 million. 800,000 to 1.8 million. But he says, I want some stuff in return. I want merit based immigration, not family reunification or anything like that. I want to make sure that people that come here have the skills to earn a living. Skills or education, I guess. And this is something that's been on the books for forever. It's called the public charge. And I don't know whether you've looked this up or not. But the fact is, this whole public charge issue is something we should have done decades ago, but we didn't. And what this will do is limit the folks that can get green cards or that can get citizenship. Now, what is the public charge? Ken Cuccinelli laid all that out. This is Cut 3. Laid all of that out relative to U.S. immigration policy.
Since 1996, the law has required foreign nationals to rely on their own capabilities and the resources of their families, sponsors, and private organizations in their communities to succeed. However, Congress has never defined the term public charge in the law, and that term hadn't been clearly defined by regulation. Well, that is what changes today with this rule. Through the public charge rule, President Trump's administration is reinforcing the ideals of self-sufficiency and personal responsibility, ensuring that immigrants are able to support themselves and become successful here in America. Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card. Public charge is now defined in a way that ensures the law is meaningfully enforced and that those who are subject to it are self-sufficient. Under the rule, a public charge is now defined as an individual who receives one or more designated public benefits for more than 12 months in the aggregate within any 36-month period. For instance, receipt of two different benefits in 1 month counts as 2 months. A public charge inadmissibility determination is prospective and looks at whether an individual is likely at any point in the future to become a public charge as we define it in the regulation. Public benefits are defined as federal, state, and local, as well as tribal, cash assistance for income maintenance, and a small list of non-cash benefits. Some examples of the public benefits that are part of the rule are general assistance, SSI, SNAP, most forms of Medicaid, and certain subsidized housing programs. Significantly, the rule does not consider many forms of government assistance that protect children and pregnant women's health as public benefits. Generally, this includes emergency medical assistance, disaster relief, national school lunch programs, WIC, CHIP, Medicaid received by people under the age of 21 or pregnant women, as well as foster care and adoption subsidies, student and mortgage loans, energy assistance, food pantries, homeless shelters, and Head Start.
Now, that seems pretty straightforward to me. People on the left are squealing like stuck pigs. I don't know what is objectionable about this new rule, which really is the old rule better defined. But I want to find out from you, because what they're going to end up saying is, well, you know, this really violates what we've come to know as American values, welcoming people from any walk, you know, any walk of life. The fact is, this public charge thing means we're not going to be as welcoming, and that's okay. What is wrong with saying if you want to migrate to America, you better have something to offer us? Education, job skills, wealth. What is so bad with doing that? Mexico does that. Mexico's done that for years, for decades. You want to migrate to Mexico? You want to buy a beachfront property? You damn well better have something to offer. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you honestly believe that this new public charge rule is wrong. Give it your best shot. But as a sovereign nation, we have the right to determine who comes and who goes. And if all of a sudden we make the determination that we want people that are educated, that have money, that have a skill set, that can be self-sufficient? Just a thought. Anyway, we'll get to your calls coming up. And again, I've got two lines open. You want to seize one of them right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Is it wrong, this whole public charge rule? To me, this makes all the sense in the world. You know, for years now, I have been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. In fact, I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Did you know that? Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I love it with my juice, with my orange juice. Now, to learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. KevinWall, W-A-L-L, radio.com. And click on the Real Water icon on the top right of the page. It'll explain it all. Now you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. Even if they don't have a distributor where you live, you can turn regular old-fashioned water into real water, and they'll deliver it right to your home. It'll come in your mail. I just love that. Stick around. Marty will be leading us off. All the rest of you right behind Marty. I've got two lines open. You want to seize one of them, you can. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands? Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by my friends at Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotion and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. In fact, the first and third Tuesday of every month, 6 o'clock, they have Customer Appreciation Night. I literally watched them give away upwards of $5,000, $6,000 in cash. They did it. They just did it. So check it out. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Okay, to your phone calls we go. We're talking about this public charge notion. Yesterday, Ken Cuccinelli, the new, I guess, immigration czar, if you want to call him that, and this is a new deal. And essentially, Cuccinelli laid out in pretty vivid detail that, yes, if you have no education, if you have no money, if you have no skill set, you're not easily employed, then you probably will not get a visa, you probably will not get a green card. And you certainly won't be on a path to citizenship, because what you'll do is you'll come to America and you'll immediately go on the welfare rolls. They don't want that. But now people on the left are coming out. The crazed loons on the left. You know, the AOC and the squad and all those people. They're saying that this flies in the face of American values. That we welcome people from anywhere in the world. The question is, do we have the right, as a sovereign nation, to dictate who we let into our country? And maybe that's the debate we need to have before we can ever get to a comprehensive immigration reform, is what does this mean? Does this mean, for instance, that we can say no to somebody, well-meaning, a family, just looking for a better life, but they have no skills. They got children that are going to be a drag on our schools and our hospitals and our emergency rooms. Should we be able to say no to these people and do it with a clear conscience? I say yes. We should be able to do this. What say you? If you're ringing in, we'll get you screened. If you want to join us, you can. I've only got one line open, but you can grab it now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Marty. Marty, as promised, you're up. You're leading us off on Live and Local Now. What's up, man?
Yeah, I agree also. You know, I think this is a perfect plan. And I think that the Democrats in the left want the opposite sort of people. Basically cripples who will come to be dependent on them. So obviously, I think they would object to that.
Marty, how do you answer the question? Because we're going to have to answer this question. Because people on the left are going to come to us and say, wait a minute, that flies in the face of American values. We welcome people from around the world. Look at what it says on the Statue of Liberty. Well, the fact is...
Well...
Go ahead.
No, they're just twisting things. You know, it's... when people used to immigrate here, they had those values. And on the Statue of Liberty, it doesn't say bring us the people who are going to be in welfare and people who are dependent. It was always that's what really built our nation, was the people who had skills and that type of attitude.
Well, and now what they want us to do? They want us to take in everybody, and more importantly, they want us to support them. They want you and me.
Well.
To support.
Yeah, well, we all know that's insane. And, that's just part of the liberal mentality is all that is.
Wow. Let's go to the Coachella Valley. Go to Rico in Palm Desert. Rico, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Great. Thank you. I think what a lot of people are losing sight of is the fact that the immigration law is designed and passed to benefit American citizens and American, not immigrants. To answer the question, first of all, we're not obligated to take in everybody. What we should be doing is taking in those people that can help the country as a whole. So I totally disagree, with open borders and large-scale immigration. Secondly, the law that we're talking about has been on the books for quite a while. It's
just 1996.
Previous administration.
1996.
Yeah. Previous administrations have just chosen not to enforce those laws and enforce those rules, and I think it's a great idea. And I live in California, by the way, and I've been here since 1973, and I've seen just a tremendous change in the state. It went from a red, conservative, very nice state to an out-of-control blue state. But getting on back with that, when we had big and large immigration in the 20s, we didn't have welfare. People came here and worked hard. They didn't get handouts. They didn't get Section 8 housing. They didn't get food stamps. They didn't get any form of government handouts. And obviously, it's clear what the Democrats want. They want to flood the country with as many illegal immigrants, aliens as possible, to get them dependent on welfare and to get them registered to vote and to perpetuate their power. And it's beyond me. I talked to many people here in California who are Democrats, and I asked them, what is it? Is there anything on the Democrats' platform that benefits American citizens as a whole? And they absolutely, they can't give me one good reason.
Yeah, well, Rico, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And again, we always love to hear from folks in the Coachella Valley. Mike will be next from the Coachella Valley, okay? And one of the things we're talking about, for those of you who may have just tuned in, we're talking about this rule change, the public charge. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and Local now. Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local now. We're talking about the public charge. And it was a rule, like 80 pages, I think, worth, that was rolled out yesterday. And the folks at Department of Homeland Security and ICE rolling out this new rule. And a lot of people saying, well, what the hell is the public charge all about? The public charge is... What we don't want to do is have 150,000, for instance, like in May, we had 144,000 people cross our borders illegally. Many of them with no education, no skill set, and they immediately go on our welfare rolls. And they immediately start taking benefits from our country and from their state. Medicaid, as an example. But just what is this public charge? Again, if you missed it, Ken Cuccinelli is kind of the, I call him the immigration czar. But here's what Ken Cuccinelli said yesterday in laying out this new rule that goes into effect, I think, in October. But here it is.
Since 1996, the law has required foreign nationals to rely on their own capabilities and the resources of their families, sponsors, and private organizations in their communities to succeed. However, Congress has never defined the term public charge in the law, and that term hadn't been clearly defined by regulation. Well, that is what changes today with this rule. Through the public charge rule, President Trump's administration is reinforcing the ideals of self-sufficiency and personal responsibility, ensuring that immigrants are able to support themselves and become successful here in America. Our rule generally prevents aliens who are likely to become a public charge from coming to the United States or remaining here and getting a green card. Public charge is now defined in a way that ensures the law is meaningfully enforced and that those who are subject to it are self-sufficient. Under the rule, a public charge is now defined as an individual who receives one or more designated public benefits for more than 12 months in the aggregate within any 36-month period. For instance, receipt of two different benefits in 1 month counts as 2 months. A public charge inadmissibility determination is prospective and looks at whether an individual is likely at any point in the future to become a public charge as we define it in the regulation. Public benefits are defined as federal, state, and local, as well as tribal, cash assistance for income maintenance, and a small list of non-cash benefits. Some examples of the public benefits that are part of the rule are general assistance, SSI, SNAP, most forms of Medicaid, and certain subsidized housing programs. Significantly, the rule does not consider many forms of government assistance that protect children and pregnant women's health as public benefits. Generally, this includes emergency medical assistance, disaster relief, national school lunch programs, WIC, CHIP, Medicaid received by people under the age of 21 or pregnant women, as well as foster care and adoption subsidies, student and mortgage loans, energy assistance, food pantries, homeless shelters, and Head Start.
So, simply put, if you don't have anything to offer, don't come to our door. Now, that may seem cold and heartless, but you know, there are limits to our generosity. Right now, we've got in our country, they say 11 million, maybe 15 million, 20 million. I don't even know what the number is, of people who are here illegally. We've got dreamers that are still here. And these people are clogging up our welfare rolls. The question is, do we have the right as a sovereign nation? And this is the discussion I want to have this morning. And in fact, I'll open up our lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you're okay with this new public charge rule. It says if you don't have skills, if you don't have education, if you don't have some money in your pocket, you are not going to migrate to America and immediately become a public charge. Food stamps, SSI, all these other government programs, they are a safety net for people who are already here, not an incentive for people coming to America. That's not, and by the way, do we have the right to determine who comes and goes? Last time I checked, as a sovereign nation, we do. But I want to find out from you. We'll get to your calls. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin in the Coachella Valley. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. What do you think of this new public charge rule?
I kind of disagree a little bit because, well, yes, we got the right to deny them the service, but it's not going to be very popular during re-election time for Donald Trump. And it doesn't seem fair that because Donald Trump let in a whole bunch of illegals, he's making legal residents pay too. And it just makes the Republicans seem kind of stingy in the richest country in the world. And, you know, there's companies like Walmart and McDonald's that encourage their employees to go get food stamps. And with Donald Trump letting in so many illegals and not closing down the border, they're still coming through, banning bump stock. He's going for gun control. He couldn't protect Epstein.
Hey, Mike,
not vote for him again.
Mike, you are all over the map. Bump stocks and No. I'm just saying, you're all over the map, my friend. The question is, simply put, and you folks can help answer that question for me at 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do we as a sovereign nation have the right to dictate who comes and who goes? Or do we take anybody that shows up at our front door? That's ultimately the question. Do we have the right as a sovereign nation, as does Mexico? That's what Mexico does. You better bring something to the table, pal, or you ain't getting in. And that's okay. Tell you what, let's go to Joan. Joan, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. What do you think of this public charge rule? I love it. I'm surprised that this law, which initially came into force in 1996, that no presidents tried to define what a public charge is.
Well, I think it's wonderful because half of our laws aren't defined. They have gray areas and they don't enforce them. That's the problem right now. And in that, they should also add the college loan. I have a friend that has a felon. He's a 45-year-old felon that, when he was in, he gets picked up all the time and goes to jail. He still gets food stamps. He's still collecting food stamps right now. He's on the street. He went out and got a college loan, and this is what they're doing here in Las Vegas. These kids are going out and get college loans, not kids, grown people, getting college loans. And he's not even working, for crying out loud. He's half time on the street. He does drugs. He went out and bought himself an old Mercedes-Benz.
No.
I saw it parked in her driveway. I said, whose Mercedes-Benz is that? Oh, that's my son's. He brought it over here because he was sleeping in it. He was on the street for about 3-4 weeks. I'm his girlfriend.
Wow. How are you going to answer your liberal friends when they know how you feel about this and they say, you know, this runs counter to American values where we should be welcoming these people?
No, I'm going to say, well, why don't you yell and scream about Australia? Australia doesn't let people in. You have to have $10,000 to get in. You have to have a sponsor in Australia, and you also have to have a job. Otherwise, you can't come into their country. We need to do the same thing. You're right. Mexico doesn't let them in. We need all to stand together. Every state is not a welfare state. We need to just clamp down on everybody and say, listen, enough is enough. We've got homeless people on the street. I'm a senior citizen. I live on $630 a month. I need more money to live. And I've been in the state forever and worked and paid into my Social Security. So it's insane. Old people can't get money, their veterans can't get money, but yet we give it to all these people coming into our country. No.
Good point. Thanks, Joan. You want to join us? We've just freed up a line, so if you want to squeeze through, I've got one line open. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're talking about the public charge rule, which was just laid out yesterday by the White House. And essentially, it says that you can be denied a visa or a green card or citizenship if you don't have, simply put, if you don't have skills, you don't have a skill set where you can get a job, you don't have education, you don't have money. And people on the left are painting this, as Mike from the Coachella Valley said, you know, as these mean, stingy Republicans. But don't we have the right as a sovereign nation to dictate who comes and who goes? We'll talk about that with you. Ben is online. So is Calvin. I've got one line open, by the way. If you want it, you got it. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battleborn Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters, my friend at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, retirement. You want a free review of your insurance needs? Call Sam right now. He's waiting for your phone call. 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Let's get to your phone calls. Our lines are jammed, as one might expect, on a topic like this. We're talking about the public charge unveiled yesterday by Ken Cuccinelli. And is it okay for America to demand, not hoping for, but demanding that people that migrate to America are going to contribute to America, not be a taker? Let's go to Calvin. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, I think the charge is great, but the fact of the matter is, if you're going to do that, make sure that we get the Russians that are coming in, make sure we get the Somalians that are coming in, and make sure that we get all the people that are coming to America, because that's, if you look at our strip, the Asian people, they're getting 21 jobs. You look at the airport, the Somalians are getting all those jobs. If you look at the Russians, they're getting the cocktail waitress jobs. Check Las Vegas out, and then you let me know.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Thanks, Calvin. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I agree with the charge. I mean, anyone that comes into this country should be self-sufficient. We can't have all these people come in and pay for their health care and give them food stamps. The country will go bankrupt. I mean, my relatives came in the right way through Ellis Island, and they built this country. You know, I'm an independent conservative, so it's borders, culture, and language. Whoever comes here also should be able to communicate, speak our language. This is what this country is all about. And that's what I got to say, Kevin.
Well, if you remember back when we were talking about comprehensive immigration reform, and one of the things they said is you have to go to the back of the line, pay a fine, pay your back taxes, learn English. And learning English was a part of this path to citizenship. You had to do that. A lot different today. A lot different today. You want to join us? I've just freed up a couple of lines. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Ben. Ben, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm delighted to hear this. I've been a strong mover on this issue for years. I don't expect you to remember, but at one of your get-togethers years ago, before Donald Trump even announced his candidacy, I gave a speech in front of you, and Wayne Allen Root was sitting right next to you before he had a radio show on this immigration thing, and I said back then that if we cut them off financially, they're going home, because so many of them are freeloaders. And I am delighted to hear this.
Well, if you remember back to the low point of the recession, and I think it was like 2008, 2009, There were reports from Mexican embassies of a ton of people going to the Mexican embassy and getting the paperwork so they could bring their personal belongings, i.e. everything they own, you know, their furniture, their beds, their chairs, I mean, everything, so they could move back to Mexico because the magnet that drew them to America was no longer spitting out really good jobs. And you're exactly right. You take away the magnet, which is free this, free that.
Exactly.
So, Ben.
Oh, I'm so happy you...
Go ahead. You first.
I'm so happy about this. It really made my day when I heard that Ken Cuccinelli, who's been great, made the announcement.
Well, I'm just afraid the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will be weighing in on this and declaring it unconstitutional in some way, or denying the president the power to implement this rule. But can I tell you something? The rule makes sense. And either we are a sovereign nation, which gets to determine who comes and who goes. What is the criteria? That, to me, is what it's all about. When you've got 144,000 people came across our border, our southern border with Mexico, in the month of May, 1 month, 144,000 came across illegally. What are we supposed to do about that? What, you know, if we can't stop them and we can't detain them because we don't want to put kids in cages. I'm just telling you, it's time that we put our foot down. You know, for years now, I have been telling you how I love Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. In fact, I'm a home delivery client. Well, Real Water is up to its game again, this time with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, you can transform any good purified water into real water. Now, try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice, or even cheap wine. Now, to learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Check it out for yourself. Now you can get Real Water anytime, any place, on the go. Make sure you check that out. Stick around. Coming up, John Zarpalis, the president. The president, the big cheese. At NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute, we're going to talk about the public charge. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff going on at... did I mention? They've got a speaker. And it's a good one. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local now.
Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day.